Degrees. The time is now 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reinstated the January 6th election interference case against former President Trump. Special counsel Jack Smith securing a superseding indictment, no longer charging what could be considered official acts for which the Supreme Court ruled presidents have some immunity.
Now prosecuting Trump for what he allegedly did in his role as a candidate, not as president of the United States. The new indictment charges Trump with the same four crimes, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, to obstruct the certification of the electoral votes on January 6th, and conspiracy against the right to vote and to have one's vote counted.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, the former president, calls the indictment ridiculous. A judge in Columbus, Ohio, blocked state law requiring a 24-hour waiting period for abortions. Launch of the private Polaris Dawn spaceflight, which is being paid for by a billionaire, has been scrubbed by bad weather. They'll try again on Friday. This is ABC News. A pharmaceutical giant bypassing pharmacies and offering its weight loss drug for half off.
Zepbound, the weight loss drug made by pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly, is now available direct to consumer with a doctor's prescription. The drug maker cutting out a visit to a pharmacy, instead offering its Lilly direct service to patients with a phone at a savings of about 50% off.
$349 for the low dose and $549 for the high dose.
CEO Dave Ricks on Good Morning America announcing patients will have to use a separate syringe, different from competitors like Ozempic and Wegovy that use auto injectors at a higher price. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Will it stand up in court? Oklahoma City Police and a handful of other departments are experimenting with AI chatbots. It takes all the sound and radio chatter recorded by an officer's body cam and cranks out the first draft of a report in about 8 seconds, usually a 30 to 45 minute endeavor. Prosecutors and police watchdogs are concerned. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to range up into that low 80-degree mark today. Our temperature for tonight will drop down to around 59. Partly cloudy tonight with scattered fog possible. Thursday, partly sunny and warm. Isolated thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. A high of 83. Thursday night, widespread showers and thunderstorms move in. And a low of 64. Clouds give way to sunshine Friday gradually in breezy conditions. A high of 82. In Richland Center, yesterday our top temperature was 92 degrees. We did pick up a trace of rain, a couple of different showers that came through, but it did not amount to much. And looking at some notes on today, we've been as warm as 69, and as low as the current reading, it is 66 degrees this morning. Good morning. Today is Wednesday. It's the 28th of August, and time now to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
We start today in a positive way, Ferlin Husky, and I'll Fly Away. Ricochet did the honors for our national anthem previous to that this morning. And hello, it's 7 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Phil Nee with you, getting all the buttons pushed, and the mighty Vibe and I arriving from Sextonville International and getting you ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin. Noticeably cooler. Actually, the temperature's fairly close to where we were yesterday morning at this time, but it's just not going to get quite as sultry, quite as warm as it's been the last couple of days. 92 yesterday in that high humidity, but this morning it does feel a little cooler, like the fever broke as we head outside today to try and win our fortune. Let's start the chores. Here's Trisha Yearwood.
You do. I can't help but look right back at you.
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. This back-to-school message is sponsored by Richland Locker, TriStar Gifts and More, Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Brothers on WRCO and Kathy's Clown. We're headed toward a high of 80 later. Right now it is 65 degrees. On this 28th of August, happy birthday to Mary Jane Vandenberg, who has a birthday today and a regular listener of our Light in the Milk House show. So, Mary Jane, have a great day from husband Frank. We trust that you'll have a fine time today at work there and have a good birthday. Happy day today to everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're celebrating or not, just another day of living. Breathe in a little more fresh air. It's easier to breathe today as well. Muscadet American Legion Post 85 will have Burgers in the Park coming up from 3:30 until 8 this evening. And Second Harvest and Gaze Mills will be open today starting at 2. Those attending are asked to not arrive before 1:30. And an impact blood drive will be held at Reedsburg Area Medical Center today. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Those reminders from our community calendar. Here's Marty Haggard.
Well, I was down in Louisiana. Haul a load down to Texarkana. It was all I could do to keep my baby off my mind. The diesel humming to the songs on the radio. It's music to my ears, but it's time to go. I need a pause for the calls, 'cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time. It's yours and mine. Is at the end of the line, and it's a loving time now. It's yours and mine now. I thank God for the life I'm living, for the white and fever I've been given. I need a pause for the cause, 'cause baby, it's a loving time. I said goodbye to Louise. do to keep my baby on my mind. She said the highway that you love is calling you. It's just like me, it's a part of you. So take a pause for the cause, cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time. It's a yours and mine. The reason for the ride is at the end. It's a loving time. It's a loving time. It's yours and mine. The reason for the ride is at the end of the line. It's a loving time. It's yours and mine. I thank God for the life I'm living, for the gift of love that I've been given.
Good Wednesday morning from the Light in the Mill Cow Show. We'll check sports coming up.
Calves were steady. Slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Better Holstein bull calves sold up to $560, of beef crossbred calves up to $780. Slaughter cows range from 118 to 138, with questionable health cows and poor yielders 74 to 98. Bulls up to 156. We had a heavy black steer sell for $215 and Holstein steers up to $180. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, September 6th. Due to the county fairs and the Biola Horse and Colt Show, our second feeder sale in September will be on Friday, September 27th. In October, we'll be back on our regular first and third Fridays. Be sure to join us at the county fairs to support the RFFA and 4-H youth at the animal auctions. Selling their animals rewards them for their effort they put into their animal projects and helps them with their future education. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Three AKC registered short hair pointer puppies, 9 weeks old, all liver color in Highland, Wisconsin, can go home now. Great with children and other dogs, Dad is a great pheasant hunter. For $800, call 608-739-2950 for more information.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learning and training to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farm family with the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chance Feed Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. See them at their new location in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001. Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Sports scores from last night. Mike Yastrzemski hit a two-run home run in the seventh inning to put the Giants ahead for good in a 5-4 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. Matt Chapman went 3-for-4 with a home run, and Grant McCray also went deep for the Giants. Milwaukee's Willy Adames and Jackson Chourio hit towering two-run home runs of Giants starter Logan Webb. Chourio's 449-foot blast off the American Family Field scoreboard was the longest homer by any Brewers player this season. Elsewhere in baseball from yesterday, the Cubs were winners against Pittsburgh 9-5. San Diego took St. Louis 7-5. Miami 9-8 over Colorado. The Mets 8, Arizona 3. In the American League, Texas at the White Sox, that game was suspended. Detroit 6 and the LA Angels 2. Kansas City 6-1 over Cleveland. Boston beat Toronto 6-3. Tampa Bay 3-2 over Seattle. In interleague play, Philadelphia 5-0 over Houston, Washington 4, the Yankees 2, Oakland 5, Cincinnati 4, Atlanta 8-6 over Minnesota, and Baltimore 3-2 against the Dodgers. In the majors yesterday. And that is an update on sports for a Wednesday morning, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
5:23, the good morning time. It's not officially morning until you have that first cup of coffee and you hear that aerobic polka. Here we go. There you go, Jimmy Hartwig with the Sauerkraut Polka right there. There are some of those out there in the radio land that don't necessarily care for sauerkraut. They're sauerkraut haters. I'm kind of a little bit on the fence. I like it on a good brat or hot dog. That's probably the best point. Or, oh yeah, pork chop, something like that. But some people just, and in fact, June says it's good for your stomach, you know, so eat a whole bunch of sauerkraut sometimes for supper or whatever the case might be. But I'll stick with it on the brat or the hot dog and that aerobic polka as well. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today. Here's Del Reeves.
My whole life savings, a $2 bill. That's why I'm here tonight. I've got time to kill. And I can tell my story about 20 times. $2 in the jukebox, one dime at a time. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about a love gone wrong till closing time. $2 ought to do me. Honey, you buy the wine and I'll put it in a jukebox, one dime at a time. Pardon me, mister, you mind if I sit down? My misery likes company, and I believe it I found somebody just as lonely. I don't believe I'm wrong. If you had a place to go to, you'd have done been gone. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song.
Time's gonna take.
Archie Campbell and Loreen Mann on WRCO and the Dark End of the Street. We're headed toward highs of 80 later with east winds around 5. It should be a pretty nice day in southwest Wisconsin. Currently, we're at the low for the morning so far anyway, 65 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiderers quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiderers is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Breaking the soybean yield record is becoming a habit. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Put Pioneer Brands corn exclusive genetics on your team. Win with higher yields and industry-leading traits. Pioneer Brand corn, your best year starts here. The national soybean yield record holder has eclipsed 200-plus bushels an acre for 2 years in a row. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the Farm Progress Show near Boone, Iowa.
Alex Harrell farms in southwest Georgia and broke the record for soybean yield in 2023 at 206 bushels per acre.
And this year, we were able to break it with 218 using the Pioneer Z-Series.
He tells Brownfield the record soybeans were planted March 21st and withstood a dry spell from late May through June.
We didn't get any rain. We had 105 heat index for 4 or 5 weeks. Luckily, we were already past the bulk of flowering and we were in grain field. So it was pretty detrimental to our corn crop, but on the soybean side, we were in grain field and it actually helped us.
In central Iowa, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
An agronomist says farmers will need to prioritize fields at harvest. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has the story from the Farm Progress Show.
DeKalb brand manager Jamie Horton says the early presence of tar spot this year likely means growers will need to keep an eye on stock integrity.
It really varies on when did that disease come in, how aggressive was it, and what did that look like? What did fungicide applications look like?
She tells Brownfield now is the time to be scouting fields.
Certainly as Mother Nature allows us to get in and get that crop out, get it harvested, that's the best thing we can do.
As for crop size, Horton says,
everything that I've heard at a local level back home and then as I've talked with growers is above average when it comes to yield.
From Boone, Iowa, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin's political candidates have an opportunity to learn more about agriculture and important issues before Election Day. Jason Muniaini with Wisconsin Farm Bureau tells Brownfield about 30 agricultural groups teamed up to host Engage with Agriculture, a series of on-farm bipartisan educational and relationship-building opportunities.
This initiative that we took on, we wanted to show any candidate, anybody who's running on this November ballot, what it is to be in production agriculture, what it means to be successful in the unpredictable world of agriculture.
Muniaini says there are 12 events around Wisconsin and they're not campaign events.
It doesn't matter if they're running in rural, suburban, urban districts, whether they have deep roots in agriculture, whether they're new to agriculture, we want them to understand, you know, what it is that our industry does.
Muniaini says the candidates have come to listen and learn. He says it's important to show potential lawmakers about farming and ag issues since there are far fewer farmers running for office now. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Direct cash cattle markets were quiet yesterday and cash hogs were steady to lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets were at a standstill. Bids and asking prices were unreported, and this week's show list does look at least somewhat larger in all of the major feeding areas. Early expectations are for another round of lower direct business this week as sellers try to move cattle out of feedlots. A significant portion of last week's trade was for delayed delivery, and that could limit this week's demand, at least to some extent. High heat in parts of the region is a near-term concern. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards feeder cattle sale in West Plains, Missouri, compared to last week, steers and heifers were 3 to 6 higher, while steer calves were 3 lower to 3 higher, and heifer calves were up 2 to 4. USDA says demand was good for a light supply, likely impacted by hot temperatures, with most of the offering small drafts of calves. Receipts were down on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 750 to 850 pounds range from 230 to 250, 250. Medium and large number one to two steers weighing 650 to 750 brought 228 to 242. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold at 248 to 262. And medium and large one to two heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds reported at 246 to 275. Box beef was mixed with moderate movement. Choice was down $3.93 at $3.1197. Select was up 3 cents at $300.25. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 3,000 on the week and about 5,500 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to lower with moderate closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Buyers were in need of some near-term supplies, but interest was held in check by the ample market-ready numbers and ongoing uncertainties about sustained domestic demand. The wholesale market did see some gains Tuesday, but buyers probably want to see more signs of solid demand before really committing. National direct barrels and gilts were 62 cents lower at the weighted average of 79.55. Iowa Southern Minnesota was down 52 cents at 79.41, and the Western Corn Belt was 41 cents lower at 79.51. Pork did close $1.07 higher at $96.05. Loins, butts, picnics, hams, and bellies were modestly to sharply higher, while ribs were lower. The estimated hog slaughter of 479,000 head was down 3,000 on the week, but up just over 1,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. Follow us on X at Brownfield. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are up on short covering and some near-term weather concerns. September beans are up 7¾ at 967.5. November was 5¾ higher at 986.5. September corn was up 5¼ at 367¼. December was 6¼ higher at 392¾. Live and feeder cattle were up on technical buying ahead of this week's direct business. October live was 242 higher at 179.40. December was 247 higher at 178.85. September feeders are up 57 at 241.92. And oversold, October hogs are up $1.67 at $82.07. December was 95 higher at 71.65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The country's peanut growers are exploring new uses to help boost their crop's value. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
With an impending revenue pullback, farmers are looking for ways to add value to their crops. Don Kaler is executive director of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Cotton farmers, rice farmers, peanut farmers, I mean, our cost production is higher than what we're selling the crop for, and you can't do that long term and stay in business. So it's been a challenge.
Kaler says the peanut industry has stepped up efforts to find new uses.
We've been doing a lot of work with Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado to start laying a pathway where we can be participants in this sustainable fuels initiative where you have sustainable aviation and diesel fuels. And we're looking at work with the USDA Bioplastics Laboratory, looking at compostable plastics.
Kaler says other new uses include peanut oil in paints and varnishes. And he adds, one study is looking at using peanuts as part of a chicken feed regimen.
One of the most exciting things that we have is a project with laying chickens that at a 5% inclusion done in the diet, we'd use 700,000 tons of peanuts. So that gives us hope for our farmers.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Trouble from potato leafhoppers in alfalfa. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. First, one of the first USDA projects to increase domestic fertilizer production is in operation. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more.
Up to $900 million has been dedicated to USDA's Fertilizer Production and Expansion Program. Acting Deputy Undersecretary Lillian Salerno tells Brownfield.
The prices had just elevated so much that farmers were just having trouble making it. And so this grant program was put together and announced in 2022, and we had over $3 billion worth of applications come in.
One of those was for naturally better soil products in Southwest Michigan. Mike Yearling's dairy farm has been using anaerobic digesters for 20 years. He says the farm is now able to compost the biosolids into a saleable product.
We also believe that even large ag could be using some of this, maybe organic.
In Fenville, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Potato leafhopper has been a problem for alfalfa growers in the upper Midwest. University of Minnesota's Bruce Potter says cutting hay should knock back populations.
The other option is to use insecticides and, you know, use those judiciously.
Potato leafhoppers feed on the underside of alfalfa leaves and stems by sucking sap from the veins. They also inject saliva into the plant as they feed, plugging vascular tissue and causing physical damage. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 56.5, two sales there. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 214, but no sales. Cheese barrels unchanged at 225, no sales. Butter was up 2.25 cents at 319.75, 13 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk was up 1.75 cents to 131.5 with 13 sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Basketball Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
545, a daytime high today of 80 degrees expected. For tonight, partly cloudy with some scattered fog, a low of 59. And then tomorrow, 83 with isolated thunderstorms possible. Right now in Richland Center, and I'm not able to see too far out the window, but it doesn't appear we have the fog that we've had in the past couple of days, although sometimes it does sink in later on. We were at 69 earlier this morning, and we're down to a new overnight low. It is 65 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, August 28th. George Jones and Timmy Wynette next on the Light in the Milk House Show.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, "With this ring, I do wed."
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Shining ring,
shining ring,
now at last it's found a home.
By itself,
by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
She says, "One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore," and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone
cast aside,
cast aside, like the love that's dead and gone.
By itself,
by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
Golden ring.
When I say my heart wants me to, but your heart is headed where mine cannot go. There's something inside me that you need to know.
That's John Conley and Baby, You're Something. 8 minutes before 6 o'clock, we'll get the latest look at weather. Tony Schumacher, we got him out of bed. He's going to report to us in just a little bit on what's going to go on for the day. And I think it's going to feel a lot better out there in the great outdoors today. The Brewers suffered a loss by a run last night, 5-4 to the Giants, as they opened up a three-game series. We'll have more details a little later on when we share with you some sports scores.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to everyone. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. With the help of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic is dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Egg was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The seventh season for J&R Country Ridge Orchard is underway. Rod and Julie look forward to seeing you and sharing another great pick-your-own apple crop. The early varieties are ready. When you pick your own apples, you add an awesome experience to the unbeatable value of a fresh apple. And there's nothing fresher than the apple you pick yourself at J&R Country Ridge Orchard of rural Lafarge. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open for the season. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open Wednesday through Saturday 9 to 5 and Sundays 10 to 5. Open Labor Day 9 to 5. We'll see you there.
Don't miss the Super Summer Pop-Up Sales happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Stop in often, new items added daily. Shop smart, where your donations are appreciated and your purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. See you there!
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some showers occurring south of Wisconsin this morning in a strip from parts of southern Iowa and Illinois over toward the Ohio Valley and lower Michigan. That band of moisture gradually shifting away along a weak cool front. Should have kind of a nice summer day overall with some peaks of sun. Not quite as muggy as yesterday. Otherwise, tomorrow again looks fairly nice. But a weather system crossing the plains heading this way could kick up a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon. The chance of widespread rain, though, will get much higher Thursday night across all of Wisconsin. Even some severe thunderstorms are possible, especially in west-central parts of the state. Behind that weather maker, things will dry off again Friday, Saturday, into early next week. We'll see mild temperatures Friday and Saturday, but a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming in by Saturday night and Sunday. So definitely a little hint of fall in the air for Labor Day. Here's that forecast now for today. Partly cloudy with highs around 80, east wind up to 5. Partly cloudy tonight, scattered fog possible, low 59. Tomorrow partly sunny and warm with a small chance of a thunderstorm for the afternoon, high 83. And the wind out of the southeast to south close to 10. Thursday night, widespread showers and thunderstorms building in. Should see at least a half or three-quarter inch out there, low at 64. On Friday, clouds giving way to sunshine gradually and breezy, high in the middle 80s. Saturday should bring a lot of sunshine, low 56, high 82. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny and cooler, lows in the upper 50s, high near 74. For Labor Day, mostly sunny and comfortable, low 47, high 73. Sunshine continues Tuesday, lows in the upper 40s, high at 74. Have yourself a good day out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 65 degrees with mostly clear conditions. 92 was yesterday's high. We did pick up a trace of rain, a couple of bands of showers and thunderstorms. There were reports from areas not too far away where they had a little bit more of a significant rainfall yesterday. The record high for August 28th goes back to 1955. We topped out at 98. Record low, 37 in 1986. Last year's high was 82 and the low, 55. Sunset will happen at 7:44 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be around 6:20. The air is calm, barometer steady at 29.96. And no precipitation today. It was 69 at midnight, and we're down from that to the current reading, 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.